This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Very proud to announce a great new partnership between the Rock Girls and Mary's Place. That's right, man. The KISW Rock Girls, like all of us, really, you know, they know there's a homeless problem here in Seattle. And rather than talk about it, fight about it, scream about it, we're doing something about it. And we're getting together with Mary's Place because really they're the ones that are doing some great stuff. They're providing safe, inclusive shelter for services and services for women, for children. Yeah, there are children homeless on the street, families in the Pacific Northwest that just need to be warm, need a place to stay. Mary's Place rocks in that department. And the Rock Girls are helping out Mary's Place. You want to donate? That's how you can help. Just go to KISW.com or visit Mary'sPlaceSeattle.org.
Let's play Beat Mix.
I will beat anyone that calls in to play the game. He's smarter than you. He'll make you look lame. 60 seconds on the clock. You're going down and I'm going to rock. It's time to play the game. So everybody scream his name.
Friday, everybody. Hopefully this week wasn't too stressful for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, thanks, buddy. Thanks for caring.
Yeah.
You get your pulse on the finger, don't you?
Something along those lines, yeah. Let's get to our contestant. We've got Matt in Seattle to take on Steve. Matt, are you there, sir?
Hey, good morning.
What's he playing for, Steve?
Tickets to check out. Dude, this is talk about the best way ever to celebrate 420.
Yeah?
Tickets to see Cheech and Chong at the Emerald Queen Casino on April 20th. That's
there
right, 420. Get information, details at KISW.com. You can get tickets right now at Ticketmaster.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
Watch out for your knuckles there.
Yeah, watch out. For those playing at home, Matt will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Matt, you can pass all you want. You will only get 3 guesses per question, though. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
What is the brand name for the cleaning product that has a mascot of a muscular man with a shaved head and an earring?
Mr. Clean.
Yes. In what year of the early 80s did Diet Coke come on the market?
81.
No.
82, 83.
82, yes. Which HBO show about a robotic theme park premiered in 2016?
Westworld.
Yes. Which Jackson family member had a role on the TV show Good Times?
Michael.
No.
Tito.
No.
Pass.
Which 2018 horror movie revolved around not speaking or making noise?
Bird Box?
No.
It's the opposite.
Fox Bird?
No.
Well,
pass.
Good job. In which decade was the Rubik's Cube invented?
50s.
No.
60s.
No.
70s.
Yes. Okay. In the Matrix, what color pill did Neo take?
Red, blue.
Red, yes. What is the name of the soft white layer that forms on teeth?
Enamel?
No.
Black.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Correct.
All right, not too bad.
Not too bad there at all.
I wouldn't have got plaque. I would have been yelling at you thinking it was tartar.
Oh, no.
Oh, you're right. I forgot about the plaque.
Well, maybe Steve will forget about that and then not get a win. And, the post-holiday decline could happen at some point.
I don't know, man. We're kind of already beyond that.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Hey, Steve.
Yes, sir.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
What is the name for the cleaning product that has a mascot of a muscular man with a shaved head and an earring? Yes.
Mr. Steve.
In what year of the early 80s did Diet Coke come on the market?
82.
Yes. Which HBO show about a robotic theme park premiered in 2016?
Oh, Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park.
No.
Oh, is that Waterworld?
No.
Westworld.
Yes.
There we go.
Which Jackson family member had a role on the TV show Good Times?
Janet Jackson.
Yes. Which 2018 horror movie revolved around not speaking or making noise?
Mr. Bean.
No.
Mr. Bean. A Quiet Room.
No.
Quiet Place.
Yes. Yeah. In which decade was the Rubik's Cube invented?
The 50s.
No.
60s.
No.
70s.
Yes. In the Matrix, what color pill did Neo take?
Pink.
No.
Red.
Yes.
Yeah.
What is the name of the soft white layer that forms on teeth?
Enamel.
No.
Plaque.
Yes. What disability did Thomas Edison have?
He was constipated.
No.
Is that a disability?
Well, I guess for some people it is.
It feels like it.
Steve, you've got 8 correct, which is a win.
Yes.
Sorry, Matt.
It was all right.
All right. There you go. Well, thanks for playing, Matt.
There he goes.
There goes the victory boy.
What are we telling everybody?
What I'm telling them, Rab, is...
I'm the man. Oh, man. You are the man.
Is he really the man?
He was the man today.
He's a man.
Yeah, he got those all correct.
It's except like Becky Lynch, I'm the man.
Oh, nice.
Right. Okay.
Watch out for the bloody nose. The one that you did miss, the disability that Thomas Edison had. Anybody?
Syphilis.
No, that's not a disability.
Was he dyslexic?
No.
Oh.
He was deaf.
He was hard of hearing?
He was hearing impaired. Yes, he was.
How did he create the phonograph if he was hard of hearing?
He doesn't need to actually be able to hear it just to create the designs for it. And someone else can be like, hey, that does totally work.
Well, really? I hope he doesn't try and order any food at a Taco Bell.
Why?
You didn't hear about that deaf guy that tried to order and he ended up like getting arrested, and the guy that was working at the Taco Bell got fired for how he treated the deaf guy.
I have no idea what happened.
He pulled up to a drive-thru and he had like his order on his cell phone because he's...
Probably because he has a hard time speaking and hearing.
Yeah, so, I'm super paraphrasing the story, but I guess the guy was like, no, I can't do that. If you don't put your phone down, if you don't do this, I'm calling the cops. He called the cops, and then the employee that refused to serve to the deaf customer got fired.
What an idiot. Wow. So he calls the cops basically to get himself fired.
Yeah.
I don't know how he thinks that's a cop calling situation.
Right?
Wow.
Damn. Well, this wasn't a cop calling situation. Terrible segue there, but congratulations, Steve. You won with 8 correct.
That was Segway of the year. We're early into the year. That's Segway of the year right there, buddy.
Here's a question, though, and I'm not trying to be rude or anything along
those
lines.
Hold on. Let me just say caller 8.
Oh, my bad.
206-421-ROCK. Caller number 8, 206-421-ROCK. All right. We know you're not trying to be rude, but what's your question?
It's cool for you to drive if you're deaf?
Yeah, because everything is usually visual. I mean, it's...
But you can get in trouble if you have headphones on while driving.
Steve makes a good point.
You can't hear a horn honking. You can't hear traffic around you.
That's a very interesting point. My aunt is deaf, and she had no issues getting her license, and she drives wherever, so there's no issue with that.
Maybe it's what's playing in the headphones that's distracting, as opposed to just keeping headphones on with nothing on.
So gangster rap is bad?
Yeah. But that's, you know, Steve, you make a very interesting point. If I just put on noise-canceling headphones and that's it, is that okay?
I don't know why that stuck out. I mean, I understand you can see, you can still do stuff, and maybe he's not fully deaf. Maybe he's just
mostly deaf.
I don't know. There are people that are legally blind, which means they still can see some stuff, but not enough to be able to like really get around well or drive. But I don't know about legally deaf if that's a thing.
According to this one article, it says that there is no proof that deaf or individuals with hearing loss are involved in more crashes than those who can hear.
So that's it's gotta be the loud music that distracts you. It has to be.
Yeah,
but then again, we play it in our car, so why are headphones a problem?
I mean, at least if you're riding shotgun, there's no fighting over what music you're listening to.
Yeah, that, you know, Steve, that actually is a very, very good question. Now that we know that hearing impaired people can drive, what's the problem with headphones? There shouldn't be. I mean, if they can drive...
Unless they feel like you said, the music is it would be too distracting because you're more into the music than what's in front of you, whereas a deaf person is still focused on what's going on in front of them.
And apparently, listening to it in our speakers in our car allows us, I guess, with that distraction to still hear because we're hearing other sounds, whereas only with the headphones on, we're only hearing music. Maybe that's it.
One person says, well, what about emergency sirens? Yeah, like if all of a sudden there's an ambulance or a cop with their siren going off and you don't hear it?
Well, that's why they have the flashing lights, too.
Well, what if they weren't looking on, they were on their cell phone while all that's going on?
Oh, then they're just a bad driver. It's not yeah. because of deaf, it's just their douche.
I'm with Vicky on this.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. Hey, you got something to say? They're wild, rapid, and on the loose. This is Listeners on the Loose.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. Whatever you want to talk about, it's your choice, man. You are steering the show for the rest of the show. That doesn't mean you can just run wild. Steve, he's got some rules, though.
It's a simple rule, BJ. It's just one rule, and that's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we're going to have to gong you. And then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
And somebody texted us asking where that clip came from, though.
Goodbye, old friend.
That's Ed McMahon talking about a gold toilet bowl, I believe.
And let me ask Danny and Vicky if they know who he is.
I know the name, but I don't know what he did.
Publisher's Clearinghouse, right?
Wow.
Oddly enough, he is very well known for that.
That's true.
That's not what made him a star.
Yeah, no. That's so sad for me. I mean, granted, that's what he did at the tail end of his career, but
Gilf porn. He was a star.
Oh, gotcha. That makes more sense.
That's where this clip comes from.
Yeah, he was the one that coined the acronym Gilf, as a matter of fact.
Oh, okay.
He was the sidekick to Johnny Carson, who was the Tonight Show host before Jay Leno was.
He was going to make you feel kind of old. He's like the Andy Richter to Conan O'Brien.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah.
That's it. You know what? That's the best analogy you can use.
Sad.
I don't know the name of the guy who's working with Jimmy Fallon because he talks to that dude a lot too. But
is that Questlove? Isn't that from the Roots?
The guy with the glasses?
Oh, the drummer from the Roots.
I think it's a white dude with glasses, right?
Oh, see, I don't watch really this.
Yeah,
show.
I don't know his name, but I think that's who his sidekick is. I don't know, but maybe I'm wrong.
For Conan O'Brien?
No, for Jimmy Fallon. Jesus, Vicky, you do not listen to the show.
She's just a couple steps back. She's on a delay.
Yeah, I got a lot of stuff going on. The ADD is hard.
Steve Higgins.
Does he have glasses or am I losing my mind?
Yes, he's the one who has glasses and a five head.
Okay, there you go. Oh, yeah, that's the guy. Yeah, so Steve.
Wow, the bald guy saying he has a five head, huh?
Yeah, really.
Well, yeah, I'm beyond that, but he's got a big old forehead.
He's got more hair than I do. I'll take Steve Higgins' hair. I don't think anyone's ever said that before. Congratulations, Steve. Yeah, anyway, yeah, so he's like he was the Steve Higgins to Johnny Carson.
Hmm.
How about which? And he was famous. And matter of fact, he was even parodied, if you will, by Jeffrey Tambor in the Larry Sanders Show, which you guys don't know that either. Which is sad.
Not helping. Not helping.
How about that? They don't even know the parody of Ed McMahon.
Yep. That's time to change, BJ.
We are so old. All right.
Speak for yourself. I'm young at heart.
Oh, yeah. Let me talk to Jake Incarnation. Jake, you're on The Rock, sir. Welcome to the show. What you got?
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey, buddy.
So, my boss is part of that 22% where I drive truck, and I have the only truck in the fleet that has GPS that I am constantly tracked. I am supposed to get an hour lunch, but he really utilizes my 30-minute lunch. I have to ask every day to make sure I can even get a lunch on the road, and then he constantly works my overtime, and I go past DOT regulations to the point where if I get pulled over, I would lose my commercial driver's license.
Man, dude,
he wants me to work that hard.
Jake, that business, I mean, seriously, we have seen so many traffic accidents with trucks that the guys fall asleep behind the wheel. How do you not make sure that you guys get everything you need to be safe on the road? That just baffles me.
I'm not going to lie to you. I have a power inverter plugged in with a Keurig machine. I get tired, I make a cup of coffee.
I love that idea. Well, you know what? My brother, he's been a trucker his whole life. And so I've had a lot of respect for what they have to go through. And it just irritates me how the people that run some of those companies do not treat you guys well. And you guys need lunches. You need your breaks. You do, because you're on the road with something very dangerous. That amazes me, Jake. Well, you can tell your boss for me, I told him to F off.
Last week I worked a total of 85 hours in 5 days.
Yeah, see, that's crazy. I mean, and you're not, look, I know you're not the only one. I appreciate the call. There's something that's got to be done with that industry. There's a lot of that going on. And I mean, what do we have to have? Massive deaths on the freeway at the same time for someone to take a look at the crap of that industry sometimes?
More lot lizards. That would help.
Well, listen, I've got that locked down, buddy.
Somebody texted in, it says, Migs, I know you like Cookie Puss, but did you hear that Carvel has a beer for Fudgy? I did see this morning, and I'm not happy with Carvel. They should have a Cookie Puss beer before a Fudgy to Whale beer.
Yeah, you're a Cookie Puss fan over Fudgy?
10 times out of 10, I'm going to get Cookie Puss over Fudgy.
This is a hot take, thank you.
Yes, yeah. And Carvel is an ice cream place. I know we have Carvel in like the grocery stores here, so yeah. You could get like an ice cream cake from Carvel or some ice cream related stuff from Carvel, but they're actual stores.
Yeah, it's legit.
In Atlanta, I think in California, in New York, and the commercials are ridiculous. They sound like somebody took acid and made a commercial about a flying celestial being called Cookie Puss and then his buddy Fudgy the Whale.
Yeah.
And they're both basically the same shape of a cake, but they just do one direction, one the other direction.
Yeah, it's hysterical.
But they're delicious. Ice cream cake is amazing, but now they have a beer.
Yeah, which makes me wonder, like, when did people think, yeah, beer and ice cream cake, this is the perfect combo. Let's put them together.
Why not, man? People are doing all these, like, specialty beers. Why not Fudgy the beer?
Well,
I would rather Cookie Puss beer, but, you know, whatever.
But it's a stout brewed with chocolate crunchies and fudge. So, I mean, it's a fudge beer called Fudgy the beer.
I don't know if I would want to get drunk on that, but I sure as hell would like to. Like, I remember having a beer that had, it was like a peanut butter porter or a peanut butter stout. I can't remember, but it was really good.
I feel like that could be good. The chocolate in beer is what gets me. The peanut butter, I'm like, all right, I think I could go with that.
It's good for one glass. After that...
Yeah, you're done?
No, you can't spend a whole night drinking that.
Most stouts kind of taste like, have a real chocolatey taste to them anyway.
Do they really?
Oh, yeah.
God, I've never tasted that. I mean, maybe I'm having the wrong stouts. Maybe I haven't had any stouts.
Well, I have a weird thing when I drink any stouts or Guinness. You know how some people, when they eat cilantro, it tastes like soap?
Yeah.
When I drink any Guinness or stout type beers, it tastes like soy sauce.
What?
Oh,
that's a weird taste bud.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that? Soy sauce is delicious. I used to drink that in a packet as a kid.
I believe it.
I still do kind of as an adult.
That's so salty. I've had Guinness.
I got something else that's salty for you.
Okay, this is taking a dark turn.
That escalated.
Jesus.
It's Friday, Rev.
Oh, is that what it is? Friday?
He's checked out. It's Salty Friday.
Yeah, he's done.
Salty Friday?
You know what? He's had a couple of donuts with his coffee.
No,
he's out of control.
No, I've only had 1.5 donuts.
That's a good amount of donut, dude.
Don't give me that look like I'm going to protect you, because you know what? Your conscience is not in the room with me mine is.
I legit ain't lying. Go talk to the person that I don't know outside.
Go talk to that one person. They'll corroborate it.
Well, my daughter wouldn't let me have any donuts because she says, you know what? No, you're done. You can't have any donuts.
Thank goodness. We don't need you on a sugar rush.
Have one donut.
Yeah.
Don't listen to your daughter. You're her father.
No, it's over.
You set the rules.
No.
You're also her boss.
Yeah. No, you know, she gave me that look like the mothers can give you. She's developing. Every woman learns how to do it. They develop the mother's look.
Give me the mommy look.
Yeah.
The mommy look?
Yeah, oh, okay. She don't have any donuts. That looks mad.
Dude, I know that mommy look. You know what it's like because your wife has probably got the mommy look she gives you.
Hers is when her eyes go up inside her head because she's rolling her eyes so much at me.
Oh, God dang, that's a weird look.
I'm kidding. It's not like she's the exorcist.
So you say. The stout, by the way, I'm bummed out because when I drink a Guinness, I do not taste chocolate.
Somebody says, Travis says, Guinness tastes like soy sauce to me, too, from Travis.
Wow.
Weird. Another person says they make a Ben & Jerry's beer, chocolate chip cookie dough from John and Puyallup.
That's legit, too.
You've had it?
Oh, it's good?
Yeah, it's super good.
Is it a stout?
No, it's a brown, I believe.
Do they should make a Shreddy Balls beer.
They should.
Yeah,
they really should.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's listeners on the loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Michael in Marysville, you are on The Rock.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Michael, what you got for us today, buddy?
yesterday you were talking about things that you still have from your childhood.
Oh, yeah, a lot of those childhood toys, whatever, stuffed animals. What about you, man?
Well, for me, it's I still got my baseball card collection and rock collection and stuff like that. But I was wondering, what did you have as a child that you regret not still having?
Oh, jeez.
That's a great question.
Oh, man, dude, I would be so rich. How about you?
I had, yeah, there's that. There's monetary value. But I had a collection of G.I. Joes.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I had like the, there was like this rocket ship, you know, it was like a plane, the wings broke off. It was a cool thing. And when I was like 14 or 15, I just like, you know what, I'm going to get rid of my toys and, you know, act more like a grown up or whatever. And so I did, the right thing and blew them all up.
You blew them all up?
Strapped M80s to them, and I had a Willys Jeep. I had a Willys Jeep on one of the G.I. Joes, and I put one in there and actually doused gasoline on it and rolled it down the hill. And
that's awesome. That is, you know, that's a great way to make the transition from boyhood into like teenhood.
We would attach our G.I. Joes to bottle rockets and see how high they could go up.
Yeah, not very high. Unless it's like a little 4 or 5 inch G.I. Joes. But I mean, if I'm going to not have them anymore, at least it's a good way for them to go.
I agree. I mean, they are soldiers. They'd want to go out fighting.
Right. Well, what about you guys?
Do mine? I was just thinking about this actually recently. And even though I'm not like a BMX biker anymore, but I had the Harrow Master. It was a green BMX bike, and it just, whenever I see pictures of it, it just brings back great memories. If I had like a man cave, I would love to have the old vintage Harrow BMX bike on the wall next to. Also, I had a skateboard, Mike McGill skateboard with the skull and the snake coming out of its mouth. I would love to have those on the wall, just kind of like as a memory of the childhood.
Yeah.
Nice.
I got so many Hot Wheels that I had that were like from the 60s that I never, who would have thought that Hot Wheels would still be a thing, that they would be super collectible? And I had so many of those Hot Wheels from back in the day. I'm so bummed that I don't have them anymore. Yeah.
Yeah, I had a huge like 5 gallon tote of, or like a 10 gallon tote of Hot Wheels and Legos. I had so many things. My dad was never happy when I never cleaned up my mess because they were everywhere.
Yeah. You know, and it always happens. I appreciate the call, Michael. I talked about it yesterday. You know, you'd think me as a guy that had my comic books thrown out, my toys thrown out, the parents not getting it, you'd think I would have understood, but I made Joey get rid of all of his consoles. All of his gaming consoles, thinking that, you know, these aren't going to be worth anything. And God, I can't believe it. I'm such an idiot. I became my dad. Oh, yeah.
Rev, what's something from your life that you'd like to have back?
I missed that. What was that?
Oh, never mind.
Kidding. Damn it.
What's something from your childhood that you wish you could still have?
Oh, totally my magic cards. Like the ones that I had from like just the late 90s and early 2000s. And it's purely for monetary value because there are cards now that were, I was literally selling for 15 to 20 bucks to go, you know, get food at McDonald's or something, that are going for hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
And it's just that, why couldn't I just hold on to those?
Everybody,
and eat healthy?
Everybody thought they were selling in high end of that Magic the Gathering market because you figured this is a game. You know,
how long is it
going to
last? Yeah.
Yeah. Here it is 25 years later, and those cards are so valuable.
Yeah.
Me too. I got rid of some cards, and I was in at third edition, and I wish I had some of those dual lands that I got rid of at a cheap price.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, back when cards, when you would balk at the fact that they were 20 bucks, and now hundreds of dollars, and 20. $20 card is nothing now.
Yeah. And you know what? I regret not listening to my buddy because my buddy was bugging the hell out of me going, you got to go to your local store, see if they have this game called Magic the Gathering. It was when it was out, and that's where they had like the cards that are worth ridiculous amount of money.
Thousands.
And I never went and bought them when he told me to. I waited a year, and in a year, I missed out on everything. And gosh, I always buy things when somebody tells me. Why didn't I listen to that guy?
Well, we got a text from someone who needs some advice.
All right.
This is juicy.
All right.
Hey, boys, need some relationship advice. I live with my girlfriend. We've lived together for 6 years. I just saw a Google search on her laptop, quote, how to break up with a live-in boyfriend.
Oh, boy.
Search was from a couple of weeks ago, and she hasn't said anything to me about it. Do I confront her? And if so, how?
Yeah.
Could it be, you know, sometimes you write how to, and then it fills in, and sometimes I'll click on it just because I'm curious. I mean, maybe I'm really hoping for the best for this guy.
It sounds like you're really hoping.
So you type in how to kick my wife out of the house.
No.
And you're going to read that?
Like maybe how to break. Maybe she was trying to figure out how to break
Oh, like how to kick the habit of eating too much McDonald's.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, how to kick my wife out of the house shows up, and you just innocently look at that and don't know what ever think.
I believe it, because there's times I'm talking about something, kind of like the Facebook ads. I'll talk about something, and then all of a sudden, I start typing something in, and that thing pops up out of nowhere.
So you guys really think it's that, more so that she really wants
him
out?
I'm saying it's a possibility.
Who Googles how to break up with somebody?
Everybody Googles everything.
Yeah, people who don't know how to break up with somebody.
Dude, seriously, the Vicky's generation and younger, they just go to the internet for everything.
I just typed how to, and the first thing that comes up is how to make slime.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you got to type in before you get kick your boyfriend
out? Fourth one down, how to get away with murder.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, again.
How to get away with a murderer.
Oh.
Yeah.
How to break up with someone.
But what about how to kick somebody out of your house like that?
Yeah, you might be kind of screwed, buddy.
Yeah. Mine's how to cook a wolf.
You know, you don't want to be with someone that needs to Google how to break up with someone. And how to cook a wolf?
Yeah. I don't know. I've never done that before.
Okay. Can you eat it medium rare?
Oh, this one. Look, up there. How to breathe.
How to breathe.
I should click on that.
That's probably for you meditational people.
I'm kind of trying to be hopeful for this guy, because I'm wondering, we're like 3 weeks ago, did you guys have a big fight? Sometimes in the heat of the moment, you're like, screw this, I want to be done. You do all the research, and then when you cool down, you realize, okay, I overreacted.
Or one person brought up a good point. She could be looking for a friend.
That too.
The two of you crack me up.
Sometimes I don't have the best advice, so I Google it.
Here's the thing. I'm going to tell you right now, as a direct person myself, you go to her and go, hey, I saw that you had this thing. You want to get rid of me? Okay, guess what? I'm out. And you just leave, dude. Go make your own life.
Or sleep with her best friend and just keep that in the back pocket. And if she doesn't break up with you, then everything's good. And if she does, you'll be like, ha-ha, I slept with your best friend.
Now that is, Steve, sometimes you come up with the most genius ideas to solve every problem.
I just realized we should never, ever judge anybody by what they Google. Because sometimes you just have a random question you want to know. Like, I Googled some pretty weird stuff. Like, what does certain animals' junk look like?
Well.
Which animal? I think I would.
It was a duck. It's a corkscrew.
Okay.
A duck?
Yeah.
They have wieners?
They're corkscrew wieners.
Of course they do. Most creatures do have wieners.
Well, if you ever need something to open up a bottle of wine.
All right. Steve, why are you winking while you do like a corkscrew wink over there?
Because I'm going to sneeze. So I'm trying not to sneeze.
Oh, I thought you were winking at me like, hey, buddy. I would like to say a duck's corkscrew. I mean, what the hell? Like, getting this weird wink from you. Like,
no, if I close one eye, I won't sneeze.
That works.
Well, have I sneezed?
Okay, you know what? The proof is in the non-sneezing.
I Googled it, how to not sneeze.
How to not sneeze and break up with your girlfriend and all that.
Wink at BJ.
Yeah. Wow. So you guys say nothing?
No, one person says, how about he does a Google search of how to confront a girlfriend who's trying to break up with me on her computer?
I love that idea.
No, I think he should talk to her, not just break up with her.
No,
right away.
Let's go the passive-aggressive route.
Yay.
Oh, I walk out. I just look at her and go, hey, I saw you want to break up with me on the computer. I am out.
You don't want to talk and discuss it like an adult?
No, I'm out.
Didn't think so.
Yeah,
get
I'm
out, BJ.
I'm done with you.
But they live together, man.
Yeah, well, you know what?
Hope,
Whose house is it? It must be her house, right, if she's trying to kick him out. Yeah, see, you know, I get your own place, man. Go get your own place. That way you're the master of your own domain. I'm not sure we were helpful on that at all.
I don't think we helped, but no, that's okay.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I have a mountain of credit card bills and consumer debt. Can I still keep my house if I file bankruptcy?
Yes, you almost always can keep your home and your house, your car in a bankruptcy. Depending on what type of bankruptcy you file, would depend on whether or not, for example, you can keep your vehicles if you have payments on them still. You can almost always keep your home if you're current on the payments on your home, even in full bankruptcy. In Chapter 13, you can also keep those items. If you're behind on your house, you could catch your house payments up in a Chapter 13, take off a second mortgage in a Chapter 13. So keeping your primary assets like a home and car is almost always possible in bankruptcy.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.